This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is news of the politics of the American economy today.
I've just had an opportunity to speak with President Trump, and he, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell there, of course, confirming the conventional wisdom of what was pretty much always going to happen with the wall and the prospect of a second government shutdown. Said Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, we will review our options. In a not unrelated story, the Commerce Department released retail sales numbers for December this morning. They were late, like a month late because of the shutdown, and they were not pleasant. Retail sales off 1.2% in December from a month earlier. Since economists had actually been expecting a small increase, we asked Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to figure out what gives.
These numbers are actually so surprising, some analysts and economists think there might be something kind of funny going on with the data. Joe Minerick is the director of research at the Committee for Economic Development.
My instinct would tell me that what we're seeing in this report is about two-thirds statistical noise, perhaps one-third substantive issues.
The noise and those substantive issues, Minerick says the government shutdown might have played a role in both.
The shutdown could spook consumers who think that it has implications for their own short-term financial futures.
Plus, it might have impacted the collection of retail sales information. There's one piece of the report that's especially confusing for Joel Bynes, who runs the retail practice at Alex Partners, a consulting firm. Online sales declined almost 4% from November to December, but Amazon had a strong fourth quarter.
And they represent roughly half of the e-commerce sales. I can't get the math to work.
But Bynes says the data does contain a lesson about uncertainty, which there was a lot of at the end of the year, from the shutdown to the stock markets.
I don't think that this is a signal that the economy has flipped and we are, you know, headed for some sort of a consumer pullback or a consumer crash. But I do think it's a signal that the consumer is very cautious right now.
Maybe so cautious they held off on that last trip to the mall or that extra gift. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
More Tracy on the Marketplace Morning Report tomorrow, by the way, a think piece on what this economy would look like if we all worked 4-day weeks.